brothers and sisters. I'm here today as General Secretary of NAPFE, the University and College Lecturers Union, speaking on behalf of all those in universities and colleges who oppose this war. I also speak as an accredited member of the Awkward Squad, the new trade union leaders in touch with their members who aren't afraid to say what their members want. We're here today to say to Tony Blair, we don't want your war in Iraq. We don't want your alliance with Blair and Berlusconi. Bush and Berlusconi. We don't want the British people to pay the blood price. Enough Iraqi children have died anyway as a result of the sanctions. If you go ahead with this unnecessary slaughter, it is not in our name. We also say to this government, there is a state in the Middle East which has an advanced program of weapons of mass destruction. There is a state which has refused access to UN inspection teams. There is a state which is invading its neighbors. It is the state of Israel. Armed by the USA and the UK, sort out Israel, end the humiliation of the Palestinian people. There'll be no peace without justice. Wars cost billions of pounds. If Tony Blair really wants to have a better world, he can spend it on building an independent democratic state in Palestine. He can spend it on a war on the AIDS epidemic. He could drop food, not bombs, for the starving people of the world. We say to Tony Blair, stop clinging to an imperialist past, fund the future. Now our members sometimes say, why do you speak on these anti-war platforms? What's it got to do with us? It's not just that we're human beings and we're opposed to slaughter, it's also that wars cost billions of pounds. If Gordon has a war chest, he can invest it in education, hospitals, rail, the underground, at home. A message for the Labour Party conference, he can stop mortgaging our public services to private finance. He can give this generation of students the grants which he enjoyed. He can end the tuition fees. He can pay the firefighters. And as far as our union is concerned, he can meet the pay claim of the college lecturers and the college workers whose pay is the lowest in Northern Europe. And on that note, I'd like to give notice that NAPFE, the University and College Lecturers Union, in all colleges in the country, together with other unions, Unison, TNG, the GMB, will be on strike on November the 5th, Guy Fawkes Day. Guy Fawkes was, after all, one of the few honourable people to enter Parliament and do what he said he was going to do. London University lecturers will be on strike in the next week on London allowances. And finally, another message for Blair and his government. Repeal the racist anti-asylum laws. Sack your racist ministers. Rein in the statements of those like Blunkett who insult us with their talk of poor people swamping the schools. Bush's doctrine is a war of revenge. a war without end. We will not pay the blood price. This war is not in our name. Thank you.